Dr. Sean Arwood said he is the Kaihautū Māori Research Impact Lead at Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research. And in New Zealand, he says, needs to start making tough decisions around the issue of land use change. Now, that's from a new report by the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment. Sean, thank you for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Morena Dale, kia ora tātou.
Ngā mihi. Sean, firstly, the role of the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment. Can you tell our listeners what that entails?
So the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment is an independent government organisation that provides advice to Cabinet around some of the tough issues that New Zealand faces with respect to environmental management, whether it's biodiversity, land use change or climate change.
Tēnā koe. The report, can we have a look at that, please? And does it, from your perspective, address the environmental management, such as improving freshwater quality or mitigating climate change, etc., alleviating biodiversity, this sort of kōrero? What did you take from the report that you think our listeners would be or benefit from knowing?
Definitely. I think the report acknowledges, importantly, that Te Ao Māori perspectives take a holistic approach to natural resource management decisions and focuses on a constant drive to achieve balance in all things. So they try to achieve balance in economic needs, socio-cultural needs and environmental drivers. And at the same time, a Te Ao Māori approach acknowledges the intimate connection between whānau, hapū, iwi and te taiao more generally. So the report says that if landscapes are to move towards a healthier state, it's important to understand the pluralistic values that can help support more holistic natural resource management decision-making.
So we're getting mixed messages, really, from government entities, one being perhaps dismissive of Māori whakaaro input, mātauranga experience into the decision-making processes. But I'm getting from you, Sean, that in this report, that's not the case, that mātauranga Māori is valued.
Yes, that's right. So from the work that we've done, some of the research that we've been involved in, Māori have many conceptual and actually pragmatic approaches and solutions to make transformative, systematic shifts in order to address challenges like biodiversity, water management and climate change. And the research that we've identified is that these perspectives ought to be included in natural resource management planning processes. Because Māori are, to say, taking decisive action in many areas to manage the environment in a holistic way, and especially at the catchment level, which is really important, something that's highlighted by the report. Catchment management solutions are required to address those challenges. And Māori actually leading the way and having a leading role in not only Aotearoa, but also globally through leading, by example, in the co-governance of waterways, such as, for example, increasingly non-Māori people in civil institutions like the Waikato River Authority, Te Awa Tupua, and the Kaipara Remediation Program are becoming more committed to honouring te tiriti, which is enabling hapū and iwi to provide leadership in how resources like catchments are managed for collective and, importantly, intergenerational benefits.
We have a fairly simple way of looking at life sometimes, and I think it's prudent approaches. You know, if the waterways are healthy, we are as a people. That's a simple kōrero, isn't it? And so prioritising the environment seems a given from a Māori perspective. At the same time, though, we've got a fast-track legislation that threatens to debunk all of that that we hold dear. The Dock Estate being mined, scraping the seabed floor, although it hasn't been confirmed, we know there's a tunnel to do just that. In fact, there are 300 at the moment fast-track applications on the table. Do you share Ngāi Māori concerns that sometimes when you go fast, you make mistakes?
Yeah, definitely. I'm concerned that there's three economic growth-orientated ministers that will be able to ignore and exclude local councils, environmental experts, communities, and importantly, hapū and iwi from the decision-making processes. And from the work that we've shown, if you take a more collaborative approach, you can achieve a whole host of benefits from economic, sociocultural, and environmental, and not just focus solely on the need to create economic growth for GDP or something like that.
So we can take on board this new report by the Parliamentary Commissioner for the Environment. Who is?
The Honourable Simon Upton.
And we can take that on board. But for Ngāi Māori, it's also important to keep advocating on behalf of Papatū Nuku. That's a given as well. What else would you think our listeners will benefit from understanding about this report and some of what it contains? Sean?
One of the main things that the report identifies is that catchment management solutions are required in order to address things like water quality and biodiversity challenges along with climate change. As part of the catchment management solutions, it's really important to have hapū and iwi as part of those institutions, playing a co-governance or co-management role, and also at the same time making sure that the knowledge that Māori have can be utilised alongside science and other economic information that might help with addressing some of those real complex issues. So one-size-fits-all approach is probably not going to be able to achieve the outcomes that are required for those communities. So that's really important to ensure that Māori are part and parcel of the decision-making process, otherwise there's going to be a number of inefficiencies as well as inequality created.
Tēnā koe. Look, I know reports are needed, but so is feet on the ground. I'll be talking later about a hui held earlier in the week about the Raukumara Paimanga project. This was addressing issues of biodiversity. It was culling out the possums, the threat that they pose ecologically. So it's one thing to have these reports. How important to have literally boots on the ground?
Yes, definitely. So one of the challenges with setting up a decision-making authority potentially around a catchment is that often we're good at creating these visions and outcomes for the community. But what is also really important is ensuring that we've got resources and training available for whānau who are carrying out the activities of the restoration of some of these degraded environments. And support is required, and probably through either public fiscal investment, alternatively through other solutions like the market-based approaches and the funds from a market-based approach, like a tradable water market that can provide those benefits to ensure that we can build up the capability for people to be able to carry out those restoration projects. And that's something that the report identifies with respect to the regulations or markets to be able to support restoration activities.
Good talking with you, Sean. Thanks very much for shedding some light on that report. All the best with the mahi going forward.
Kia ora,
Dale. Tēnā koe, thanks a lot. Dr. Sean Awatere joining us, the Kaihautū Māori Research Impact Leader.